My fellow plebs, River is setting a new standard in Bitcoin. At river.com, you'll pay zero fees when you dollar cost average. Truly the best way to build your Bitcoin wealth. All Bitcoin at River is held in secure cold storage with 100% full reserves. There's no need to wonder what's happening behind the scenes. Your Bitcoin is your Bitcoin to withdraw at any time. Additionally, River lets you make Bitcoin payments via the Lightning Network, offers a Lightning integration for developers, and allows you to mine Bitcoin directly to your River account. River has a level of service that is unheard of in this industry, including phone support, private client advisors, and the ability to designate beneficiaries to inherit your Bitcoin wealth. River has become the premium name in Bitcoin that anyone can easily access. Sure, you have a place to buy Bitcoin, but have you tried River? See and feel the difference at river.com and the River iOS app, the preferred partner of Bitcoin Magazine. Over the last 5 years, the Bitcoin Conference has become the world's largest gathering of Bitcoiners. From breaking announcements and international media coverage to countless meaningful talks by thought leaders and industry innovators, we are excited to continue our drive for global hyper-Bitcoinization. From July 25th to the 27th, 2024, we'll be taking the Bitcoin Conference to the city of music and freedom, Nashville, Tennessee. Join thousands of attendees for opportunities to learn, engage, and network across 3 days of pure Bitcoin signal. Get your tickets now for the best price at b.tc/conference. You are not going to want to miss what Nashville has in store.
What's up, guys?
How's it going, Rod?
Yo.
How's it going, Nick?
How's it going?
Nicholas, how you doing? Chris?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh my gosh. I got six kids. I'm in California right now. I got six kiddos in one house under the age of five. I need a break. And so I'm happy to be on the Spaces.
Happy to have you, Rod.
Yeah,
why are you in California?
Visiting my mama. Yeah, we got my brother and his kiddos, and we got our whole clan down here. I don't know what was more tiring on my energy. Oh, shit. Let's see what this... Can you hear me?
You're cutting in and out, Rod, but you got to take your own advice and get your family from California into Nashville. I think that's what you're... Practice what you preach. Rod, can you hear us?
Man, everything in California is just broken, including the internet.
Well, while we wait for Rod to get back up here, Nick, how's everything in Nashville going? Did you go to Nosterville last week, or did you go to the meetup and...
I was in Bitcoin Park Thursday and Friday during that. I didn't attend the full thing. I was just incredibly busy with work, but I was there. I was there for the launch of Young Gucci T, Tommy's art painting, End All Fiat. Him and Eric were there, and they launched it on their website, RSMC. So I was there with them to support them for that. And then Nosterville, it seemed like a really good turnout. On Friday, had a dinner with some people. We grilled out at a friend's house, and then I brought I bought a wood fire pizza oven, and I was making pizza. And naturally, all the Bitcoiners were calling it a shitcoin, even though they were eating it because it was really good. But
how's it going, Rod? We got you.
Yeah, my bad, guys. My bad. Sorry, Nick, where were you? Were you at the CBDC thing?
No, I was at CK's.
No. Sorry for the tracker. You said you were somewhere else. I thought you were in DC for the no CBDC event that HRF was hosting.
No, I didn't get to make it up there for that. I'm still in Nashville right now. I'm at the BM office.
Rock and roll. Rock. Yeah, that seemed like an awesome event they hosted. I think they're called a press club in D.C. Anyways, I don't want to digress. But yeah, last week was insane. Can we bring up Rockstar real quick?
Yeah, toss him an invite.
Okay, awesome. He legit made Nosterville happen. The guy is a force of nature. I mean, the amount of just messages and enthusiasm and energy he brought was insane. So I see Zach in the audience. Zach from Flockster. I'm going to bring you up in a second. Who had an awesome demo, by the way. It was really nice to meet him. Rockstar, my friend, how are you doing?
I mean, no bad days, right?
That's what our friend Harry Sudock says. No bad days.
Yeah, that's what we took from him. Exactly like that. But there are days that are worse, you know, when you're away from Bitcoin Park and all that energy is missing. It's not as great as it was last
Rockstar, week. Before I get into Nosterville and all the things at Bitcoin Park, can you explain Noster World and give a little bit of a recap on Nostrasia and all of the kind of Noster events that are happening from your perspective?
Yeah, so for those that don't know, and considering that I expect that there are a bunch of Bitcoiners here, all the Bitcoiners know about Noster, but just in case, Noster is this simple yet very beautiful protocol that Fiat Jeff developed, and it's been in development for last now 3 years. And it really allows for creation of interesting decentralized apps on top of it. And one of the first use cases is this decentralized social media network where you can communicate with other people through a network of like relays. So yeah, social media is just one of the use cases. As you said, we have Zach here who is building alternative to Meetup instead of having like this centralized server and like meetup.com like you would develop that on top of Noster as a protocol, and then people can participate or they can run their own instances and relays and not be blocked by one central authority.
Hey, Chris, can you make me the host so I can just like request people to come up as well if that's possible?
Yeah, I'll add you to co-host right now.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, because I see we also have Pablo. Pablo is another developer in Noster ecosystem who is especially great at explaining a lot of stuff because he works on a lot of stuff.
Yep, I invited Pablo up as well. Send him an invite.
Rock and roll. Before we get to Pablo, Rockstar, you're a crazy person. Like, how do you have this much energy just to be in Asia, or sorry, Tokyo to Costa Rica to Riga to Nashville and so on? How do you freaking do it, my man? After one day with Yegor, I literally couldn't function. You'll hear it on the podcast that we, Tom's about to publish the open house podcast, which is our monthly recap, or sorry, our monthly meetup at the park, which is on our Bitcoin Park podcast feed. I literally want to know what you eat, how you sleep, what drugs you take, because I want to just control C, control V, and just do the same thing you do.
Well, I'm not sure you can follow that because you have Bitcoin Park and there are a lot of events. Like, you made events come to you. I still need to travel, but to me, it's all about, yeah, being a Bitcoin uncle. And then when people ask me to do something, I say I'm going to do it. And if I said I'm going to do it, I need to deliver, you know, no excuses. So yeah, literally that's it. Like, keep your promises. And that's what I'm doing. No special secret. Just keep your promises. And
keep your promises. Actually, that's sage advice in life in general. Like, if you say you're going to do something, you're going to do it. With the small exception, which I learned is, even though we organized all the content, and then I'm going to bring up Zach here because I want him to talk about Flockster.
Yeah.
The one only miss we had. Do you remember what the only miss we had with Nosterville?
The donation pass over.
No. Donation killed it. We raised 15 million sats, which is absolutely insane. And that was just thanks to your energy and the organizer's energy. The one mistake or small flub we made was having you on a panel at 9 a.m. the following day of the rooftop party.
I mean, yeah, that one, what can you do? You can take the L and move on. But no, one thing I want to add, like how you also do it, like you do it with people you really care about, because then that helps a lot. Like you can't let people down. So yeah, that's maybe the secret. 100%.
Okay, I lied. Before I bring up Zach, can I bring up Denim real quick? Because I want to, yeah, let me see if I can do this.
Toss him an invite.
Cool. He's the Bitcoin Magazine art curator. I just, for 1 minute, I want to give him a shout out, because when we were doing tours at the park, everyone was like, this is the nicest art collection and a group of art that's been displayed. And I'm like, I have zero taste. Oh, it would be like blank walls if it was not for this gentleman. So I just wanted to give you a big shout out.
Oh, Rod, I was so much FOMO. I'm just so sad that I couldn't be there. And I loved seeing a number of people respond to it. It's funny, these things come in waves. So, you know, we thought we were really clever for doing that Cypherpunk Now show right at the beginning, just because it had some nice relationships to Paralini Polis in Czech Republic. And, you know, it's fun to see people discover this at different times. And I love it. And I really miss not being there.
Rock and roll, man. Well, your curated art was fantastic. It was definitely a highlight and a wow factor for so many guests, many of whom for the first time visiting Bitcoin Park. So I just wanted to say thank you so much.
Well, the park won't need me going forward. I mean, I think it's going to develop its own course. But yeah, others will discover, others will participate. And that's in the spirit of Bitcoin Park. I'm psyched to see it.
We will still need your tweaks, because when I get involved, like, bad things.
Rod, I think you're in the Matrix.
I'm in the Matrix thing. All right, let me pull over. Can you hear me, Chris?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
You come speak about Foxter and actually tell a story real quick, which is a really interesting story. And while I'm at Rockstar, do you want to talk about like some of the stats and stuff about Noster, and where some of your concerns that you shared, and where we should be focusing our energy as it relates to Noster during the you kind of shared?
Looks like Rockstar fell down to listener, so I'll request him up again.
Oh man! Also, Rev Otto, I'm gonna bring you in a second. I'm gonna share a couple stories. Let me just invite him up.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Really interesting.
I have escaped the Matrix, but Rod.
Just like a lot of like long form, one person presentations. Just took great. We flipped it a little bit and we did a bunch of these short 10-minute presentations. And one of which was by Flockster, another by Noster.cooking. Which is Seth's deal, and there was a number of other ones. So I don't know. Let me just see. And also Voltage. Voltage actually was a really cool one as well. And Kim's, I'm going to remember off the stage as well. There are just so many presentations that it was really tough to consume for someone like me that I think I'm kind of with it in terms of all the content that's being or the things that are being developed in Noster, I am not with it. You got to be in this to win this every single day. And there's a number of folks that are. So let me, Zach, you want to introduce yourself real quick?
Sure. Hi, everyone. I'm Zach. So I'm relatively new to Noster, but one of the projects I've been working on is this thing called Flockster, which is essentially like a meetups.com or Eventbrite replacement that's all built on Noster under the hood.
And not to give... how did you get into Bitcoin, Zach?
Yeah, so for a backstory, I started kind of in the Ethereum side of things. Nothing serious, just playing around in college mainly. And then I had a normal plain software engineering job out of college for a bit. And then a friend of mine that I had met through Twitter, through like just crypto stuff, reached out to me as Ordinal started picking up a little bit. To build out an Ordinals Explorer. And that was kind of my like first serious introduction into Bitcoin. So I too kind of not super, I mean, I guess for Bitcoin Magazine, we're pro ordinals here. So not too controversial, but yeah, that was my intro into Bitcoin.
I was just going to comment, Zach, that you know how they say no developers move from Ethereum to Bitcoin? Well, your example of positive example. And then as for ordinals, yeah, what can we do? We'll create coalition around you and say protect Zach.
Protect Zach. I like that. We need that hashtag. Now, Rockstar, you mentioned a DAU or an MAU of about 10,000 Noster folks, even though there's like a bunch more accounts and so on. You want to share the kind of the opening that we discussed at the meetup with this group, and where some of your I don't know if concerns is the right word, but where your opportunities may lie for the Noster community?
Yeah, I mean, you want to see network growing, like simple as that. Like any effort in life, you just want to see that whatever you're doing, it's growing. And with Noster, that's not necessarily the case the last few months. So I was just brainstorming on ways we can help facilitate that. That said, what Zach is doing is extremely interesting. And then there are a bunch of other less known efforts that are really pushing Noster towards like social media will be, you know, the most well-known case. But majority of users, the way I see it, will come from like not social media. So I don't know that I'm necessarily like in like dire concern. More that I want to, you know, brainstorm on the ways we can all help onboard people onto Noster. Because I mean, you saw Nikki Haley yesterday and all these politicians. It's just like I'm more concerned for people that are building their social media presence, and then like some of those people like just lose social media presence by saying something bad, quote unquote. And I just want to see more people migrate towards a protocol where that's not possible. And just for reference, yeah, Nikki Haley yesterday essentially said, for those that didn't see, and I doubt most people didn't see it, but it was like, if you have a social media account, you need to ID yourself. It's a matter of national security, and we need to protect the kids and whatnot. It's essentially escape the matrix. And Rod, I don't know if you can escape the matrix. Am I the only one that can't hear Rod well?
Yeah, he's really hard to hear. So we'll get him back up here in a sec. Yeah, Rockstar, I don't know if you want to expand on it or if you want to kick it over to Pablo. I know Pablo.
I definitely would love to hear Pablo on non-social media use cases of Noster.
Hey guys, first of all, Rockstar, I mean, that Nikki, whatever her name is, that sounds like a fantastic idea. You don't want to protect the children? Like, what kind of terrorist are you, man? Jesus.
Easy for you, man, when you're in escape US.
Oh, yeah, yeah, good point. Yeah, sorry, I didn't get the beginning of the conversation. I was tending after my kid, who this Nikki person wants to protect. Oh, I see Zach here. That's awesome. Flockster is doing great. Non-social media use case of Noster. I've been thinking that I think all use cases of Noster are social. But I think like most things are social. Like if you look at anything that is on the internet, most things have some sort of interaction with someone, and that's why they are on the internet. Whether it's directly with a person and you have like a social graph, or with the data that someone produces. But yeah, that's part of why I think pretty much everything improves when built on Noster. So yeah, I don't know if you guys want to talk about something more specific, or you have something in mind like Flockster or something like that.
Yeah, I think we can discuss that, especially in the context of the topic that we have is you and me. You didn't you weren't able to make it to Nashville, but before Nashville, we had Nostrasia, which was, yeah, that big Nostr gathering. When it comes to social media, non-social media use cases, like after Nostrasia, what made the biggest impact on you, like other than your four presentations and, you know, as organizer of Nostr.world, Nostrasia conferences, we need to give you like a full stage.
Yeah, that's not going to be tiring at all, but it sounds like a good idea. No, yeah, the thing that I went in with this idea, like right before Nostrasia, I wanted to launch the new version of Highlighter, which allows you to subscribe sort of like in a patron way to support a writer or some kind of creator. And I had that in mind. I thought it was a good idea. And as I was having different conversations in Australia, that idea kept creeping up over and over and over. So now that thing that was a future within Highlighter, as has happened with Highlighter many times, I'm going to build I'm building a product around that in particular. So much more, instead of just being a future within a larger product, it's going to be like Patreon, where that future is the main point of the product. So it's great. I'm working with Carnage, who's a very well-known designer in the Nostr world. And Max the flip music with regards to like what would he want, like his dream flow, what would it look like? Because the more I think about it, the way Nostr becomes mainstream is by providing something that is better on its own. Like the interoperability and like the censorship resistance and all those things are very nice things, but people will not, like en masse will not migrate because of that alone. So I think it's up to products that shine on their own merit for some particular reason. And I think there is a huge, huge, huge underserved market with regards to creators. Like if you look at how creators leverage social media currently, they use Instagram, they use Twitter, they use Medium as top of the funnel, and then they try to bring them into this separate platform that allows them to monetize a little bit better. Because if you try to monetize on Twitter or you try to monetize on Instagram, you're pretty much wrecked, right? Because you like they own the platform. So I think there's a huge, huge gap there, which is what I'm looking to serve. I mean, like when you look at info marketers and people that are like have mailing lists and Bob Murphy and Ben Settle and people like these, they are just using social media as top of the funnel into their mailing list, because in the mailing list, you cannot get rocked. You cannot get rocked by Patreon. You cannot get rocked by Twitter. You cannot get rocked by Substack. So you own the relationship with the consumer, but you suffer discoverability, right? Like once you are emailing someone, you're in someone's inbox. The threshold for that person to share your content is massive, right? Like your call to action is forward my email to someone. It's such a big ask that almost no one does it. That's why they have content distribution and top of the funnel in one platform and monetizing through a different platform. And I think that's, well, yeah, go ahead.
And then I can ask, yeah. Because I'm very curious if you took a look at Flockster and what do you think about the big potential that, because Flockster was a big hit of Nashville and Nostrville to me, like when I saw what Zach is working, but that fact that you would now have those events from what are the meetups that your friends in the social network access, like did you took a look at Flockster and what do you think like about that as a potential to like take Nostr to the next level?
I did. Yeah, totally did. I actually, Zach sent me some demo videos before Flockster was Flockster. It was called something else, but I forgot the name. And it was like an entirely different product, but it already looked really, really good. Actually, Zach is coming to the Sovereign Engineering Program that we are running with Gigi. Here in Madeira. So yeah, very, very bullish on what he's building. I think there is a huge potential there. Like, we're going to start seeing all these other use cases that are going to create their own momentum. And once you see the interoperability, it's such a massive, massive gain, right? Like, I've been calling this network effects to the power of use cases, because like Flockster is going to make all the other applications in Flockster better. What I'm building is going to make all the other applications better. It's such a massive, massive force. It's so, so early. It's really, really hard to see all these forces interacting. But yeah, I think Flockster, I mean, it's very clear that it has captured very, very early. I've never seen something capture product market fit so, so rapidly. I think it's going to do amazing. I'm very, very pumped about having Saka Bill here.
A lot of compliments for you, Zach. And for me, Flockster has been one of the highlights of Nosterville. What are the highlights for you?
Yeah, thank you. I mean, thank you all. It's very humbling. Just to give a little bit of backstory, yeah. So Pablo was the first person I had sent any screen recordings to. And at that point, I think it was still called Flockster, but it was a totally different product where it was a lot of what Pablo's doing with Highlighter now. And that was kind of part of the reason why I decided to shift things. So originally it was more of like a you subscribe to a creator and then you could view like private posts and stuff. And I don't know, it was just fun to build around. A lot of the UI looked kind of similar and the name kind of still worked out. So it would be like your flock would be like just the people that are paying you and like your Substack. But then once I saw the stuff that Pablo's been doing, it's like, it's silly to have two people do something like this, especially when Pablo's probably going to do a much better job. So I kind of looked at the landscape, and in Nostr, there's like so much fertile ground to build on. I saw everyone was using meetups.com, like PubKey, which is in here by me in New York. They're using meetups.com, and it was just like, why not build something like this on Nostr? And there was a NIP ready for it without any clients. So I figured, let's give it a shot.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely gave it a shot and created something beautiful. But is Rod back from Matrix, or am I both now?
I'm back from the Matrix. Can you hear me, Rockstar?
Yeah. Yeah.
You would think on Stanford University's campus there would be good internet connection, but there's not. But now I'm parked and I'm not moving. So apologies to everyone.
Hey, it's equitable internet. Like, everyone has a slow connection.
Everyone has shit. Zero internet connection. Yeah, that's right. No, for sure. Hey, Pablo, you mentioned something about Gigi and a program that you're doing in Madeira. Do you want to maybe explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. So it started as an idea that we had, where we were going to build, maybe like a year ago, we started thinking about building something similar to Chaincode, based in Madeira. And as we continue to explore, we realized that more what we wanted to do is less of an academy or like a education camp, and much more a building, especially with a focus on entrepreneurship, because I think we have a very good ecosystem of developers, and what we need are more product builders and entrepreneurs. So we decided to put out a call for people that want to come and build stuff with us. So I just arrived to Madeira 2 or 3 days ago, and we're going to be here for the next few months. The first cohort, it's going to be 21 people, starting on January 8th for 2 months. And leading towards the Bitcoin Atlantis conference here in Madeira. And yeah, the basic idea is we keep saying that Bitcoin and Lightning and Nostr allows us to build stuff that we don't know what it is yet, right? Like Flockster is a good example. There are a few builders that are building something different that is enabled because of this technology. eCash would be another good example. And we keep saying, oh, we haven't scratched the surface of what is possible. And our idea is, what if we do like a hackathon concept where we all get together? We don't all work on the same thing. Each person works on whatever they want, but we work off of each other's energy and ideas. So the basic structure is that maybe for the first few days or the first week, we're gonna do sort of like a close and conference where we're going to just discuss and I don't know, talk about philosophy and whatnot. And yeah, let's just build something. It's sort of like the Beatles in 1967. They got together and they did Magical Mystery Tour, where they got together a bunch of artists and they were just traveling together and making music and making art together. And just with the idea of, this is an experiment, let's see what happens. This is something like that. There is no fixed structure. There is no curriculum or no specific goals. It's just, let's see what we can build together.
So you have the 21 folks already identified in the cohort starting January 8th in Madeira for 2 months. We cannot wait to hear how that comes out. And we'd love to, if it works out well and you guys need a space or a venue, consider Nashville or consider Bitcoin Park in Nashville.
Oh, hell yeah.
For the next go around.
Oh, we would love that. That sounds amazing.
Heck yeah. And come visit us anytime. I also requested Quiet Warrior to come up. But hey, Pablo, stay up here because I'm probably going to get you, ask you another question. Rev Hoddle. I know you've been sitting here for a second. Can you, thanks for joining us. I just want you to share your experience from Nosterville because it's pretty unique. And then I want to go to Seth as well and share his experience maybe for 60 seconds, each of you guys, if you don't mind. Go ahead, Rev.
Yeah. Can you guys hear me?
Oh yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah. I was for my first time at the park. I've been meaning to get down there for one reason or another. Very impressed with just the way it feels welcoming, and that allows people to really get straight to business talking about whatever it is. A lot of the real action happens, as many know, it happens in the conversations that are outside of the panels, outside of the hall where we're all sitting listening. And so really, to me, the biggest breakthrough that I realized was when everyone was starting to talk about how Noster alleviates the friction in Bitcoin payments, as hard as it is to believe that there's friction in Bitcoin payments. The fact that you can have this direct channel, just look somebody up and zap them, that really kind of opened my mind to some of the new possibilities that Noster affords. And I mean, as we're discussing, there's just an endless amount, so it can become overwhelming. But for me, that ability to facilitate payments in a way which there's no fuddling around with copying and pasting invoices. You can just send the sats and they get there with a click is fantastic.
Dude, that's a really good point. And that was something, it was funny, maybe a month ago, we were at the park and some people wanted to send me some money for something I did. And I was like, oh, don't worry about it. It's all good. And somebody else in the group text sent my primal.net/rod shameless plug. And they zapped me. They're like, yeah, you can't tell me not to send you money. And they just sent me money. That was pretty powerful. I couldn't block it or anything, although I could send it back to them, which I didn't because I'm selfish, but it's, you kind of get the drift. But thank you very much. And Rev Hoddle, can you maybe explain your circular economy that you're building out? And then I want to pass it over to Seth, because I thought that was really cool too, in your local community.
Yeah, so I'm really heavily invested in, well, the regional meetups around me, but more specifically the meetups in Michigan. There's about five that I travel between, as well as other people are kind of going back and forth between. It's something that sort of developed organically, where there's a lot of people that are interested in homesteading and Bitcoin. And so I just started bringing products that I had to sell, and other people started bringing their stuff, and all of a sudden we're realizing that there's sort of this marketplace starting to develop to the point now where, I mean, we do coordinate mostly through Telegram. I'd like to change that. But now when I've got something that I want to, you know, provide to the community, I go up on Telegram, say, hey, I'll be at the meetup. You know, you can place your order, whether it's maple syrup, lamb, or otherwise. And likewise with eggs, honey, dairy products, all these sorts of things are starting to bubble up at the meetups. And now there's even things like Bitcoin miners. And so the meetups have just become a place to facilitate. So if you want to spend your sats or you want to sell something for sats, if you come to a Michigan Bitcoin meetup, you'll probably find a buyer or a seller. So
thanks for sharing that. And by the way, for other meetups and Pablo, for the, maybe it's something in Madeira, no waste BTC signs, and I'll figure out how to link to him. He created these, and I didn't do a good enough job of putting them around the park, but he created these Nosterville signs with a QR code that linked to our the Bitcoin Park Noster account. So if people wanted to just say thank you and tip the or zap the Bitcoin Park account or Noster account, they could. And I feel like that's the next wave. Instead of like, I mean, you could have your LN URL and all that jazz, but if you have your Noster account QR code that you can just scan and then zap and then also follow in, let's say, your whatever, your Saturday market or whatever that may be, or your business, that could be pretty cool. So thank you, Rev Hoddle, for that. Thanks, Zach, earlier. Quiet Warrior, you're also, I invited you up to speak. Good. Hey, Seth, real quick, Noster.cooking. Can you explain that and also explain your share your experience at the park?
Yeah, first of all, thanks to you, Uncle Rockstar, everyone at the park. It is a magical experience. It's like the Disney World of Bitcoiners down there. You're going to walk away inspired. And that was the fun thing is, like Rev Hoddle was saying, it's the connections, it's the ideas. I mean, walked away just with new ideas, new concepts, new communities to connect with and build with. So it was awesome. Really appreciate you having me down there. But yeah, I'm I guess kind of the product manager behind Noster.cooking, which I need some help looking to potentially rebrand it to Zap.cooking. So if you go to Zap.cooking now, it'll redirect you to Noster.cooking. But I'm not a developer, but I put a bounty out there to have this client developed. And it's a place where you can upload recipes on the Noster protocol, and there's a value for value exchange there. So if you upload a recipe, you can zap a recipe, and that's what we're doing over there. Some of the things we want to kind of expand on, I mean, we've got the basic functionality of it right now, and we want to expand it, make it more lucrative for people. This is the place we want to, you know, purple pill people. And one of the things I walked away with it after Nosterville was, you know, we got to make Noster seamless. We got to stop, you know, going through the whole explanation of Noster this and that, and just make it a website that people go to and then kind of lead their curiosity. So that's kind of some of the next steps that we're going to take with Noster.cooking or Zap.cooking.
Zap.cooking. We'll be following along, and then definitely would love to have you back for Nosterville and to showcase what you and hopefully the person that took up the bounty have further developed. So really awesome, Seth, and really a pleasure to meet you as well, man. Don't be a stranger.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Quiet Warrior, my friend, your post had me freaking in stitches, as they say. I was laughing my ass off after Yegor. I totally forgot that quote I said, or that line I said. And I'm going to butcher it because I don't have the, what's it called, your post in front of me. He's like, that's just what Ukrainians do.
That panel was, I mean, I think half the people were still feeling the party from before. So he was kind of the epitome of the party before. And then the closing with the Pleb Chain Radio we did with Uncle. Just to get that second part of the second part of the story of Yegor was it was just a perfect comedy.
my son, I'm actually watching my son. I'm pushing him on a swing right now. I had to come home today because he's got a little Nashville hangover. It was his first fever ever, so he's doing better. But that was a good travel. It was great bringing him there. Man, the plebs, that's, I mean, can't love them enough. They really made Nosterville what it was. You know, the bonding experiences that you get with people you've never met before. Well, I've never met before. You know, Seth was one of them. Pablo, I'd love to see you in real life. I know you've been on our show. Uncle's been on our show. Zach's going to be on our show this Friday. Probably get Noster.cooking on the show as a feature one of these Fridays. But I just couldn't thank you guys enough. I mean, you guys really are supporting and encouraging the pleb community to get creative and think differently. And that's what it's all about.
Maybe you want to explain Pleb Chain Radio, and you forgot your most viewed or most listened to episode ever, the guest that was on that one. I think it almost broke Noster Ness. I think it broke it many times.
You must have shared it to your 1 million podcasts that you have every week, right?
it's 4 to 10 million listeners. Shout out Pod 256. Shout out my co-host, Econo Alchemist. Apple, Spotify, they all want to sign us to exclusive deals. Right now we're holding off.
It's a bidding war. It gets like that, you know. I think Bud Light offered you $200 million, right?
They did. And we said we'd do it for free because we love Bud Light so much. But maybe, yeah, explain Pleb Chain Radio and what you're doing, QW.
Yeah, so Pleb Chain Radio, Pleb Chain itself, hashtag Pleb Chain, is something I created based off of the initial energy when I moved to Noster after Jack kind of had that kind of hatching migration. And the comparison, it was just completely different than Twitter experience. It was definitely like the old internet chat room type of feel where you can actually have these one-on-one conversations. But the main migration, the first migration, was all the plebs. So we had these conversations where it was just such a beautiful energy. And you can have these, I mean, you realize there's so many people just like you out there. And the community is much bigger than your pigeonhole on Twitter or X. So with that said, I really wanted to harness that energy. And that's where I started up with the hashtag Pleb Chain, because it was a way for, it was just basically a bat signal. Hey, follow me, follow you. Let's keep this community strong. Because if more people come, we're going to start getting drowned out. So I wanted to keep that, I wanted to kind of secure the signal. Pleb Chain Radio is the combination of Noster and Bitcoin. They are so close in how they operate, especially in the community. But it was something that we wanted to focus a lot of our attention on, how Bitcoin and Noster coincide. So we'll do a lot of these featured products on a weekly basis. We like to, and another thing I love about Noster is it highlights the divs. That's something that you don't really, they're kind of in the back room a lot of the time. So they come up to the forefront, you can zap them. You can really just kind of encourage them and give them a pat on back, you know, let them know how amazing they're doing. That's something that Noster does. And we like to kind of focus that weekly, whether it's a project or a community movement. You know, the developers aren't just computer hackers. They're people that are developing, like Rev Hoddle, who's thinking about expanding his circular economy locally. You know, we're doing Noster PHX this Friday in my community with Sam with Lightning Store and Santos, who's a Zebedee dev. Ultimately, I'd like to see Noster PHX coincide with Bitcoin meetups, but also with Bit devs, but have them three separately where they're actually focusing. So this Friday, I want, you know, the people come and bring their wives. You know, they're not into the crypto, like a wife would say, or something. They might be into, you know, cooking, or they might be into Stemster. They might be into Wavelake. They might be into something that they're not knowing that they're using Bitcoin. But it's kind of that entry, that purple brick road leads to the Orange City. And that's kind of the focus that I'm trying to do now, is really getting that Noster community movement.
You are the man. Keep it up. If you just want to book me on your show, just go through my three agents.
Our server can't handle it, man. Our server can't handle it.
Yeah.
but Ness seriously, gets broken.
Honestly, such a pleasure to meet you, your beautiful kiddo, your wife, and like, just come and visit us anytime out in Nashville, man. Such a pleasure.
Dude, you guys are the most welcoming. That's just a welcome committee out there. So it was a beautiful experience.
So where, just real quick again, the link to follow PlebChain Radio and listen to
I show. Always recommend Fountain. I think Oscar Mary's okay. A man, just the man. I just think value for value is the way. So I always just recommend go on Fountain. Just cool. Search PlebChain Radio on the podcast.
Rock and roll, man.
Otherwise, we do live Noster Ness via Noster Ness Fridays, usually around 5:30 Eastern, 6:30 Eastern, right around there. It changes. So
you just go to noster.ness/PlebChain?
Just go to my Noster profile, either me or Avi Burra, or even Noster Report. We'll always let you know what day it is. So
rock and roll.
Because we coincide with them on the lightning round.
The Daniel, I requested you to come up if you want to come up, by the way. Hey, Rockstar, how the hell did you meet Yegor?
I mean, being Bitcoin uncle comes with, special perks. So it's just people meet me and then we hit it off or we don't hit it off. So Yegor is a Bitcoin pleb here in Chicago and yeah, just through local meetings and meetups. And now I can see like also he was so inspired by Nosterville. He's considering starting a Noster meetup here in Chicago.
That's awesome. He was he such a pleasure.
He actually snagged nostermeetup.com.
Ooh.
Interesting. Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah. He was such a pleasure. Except the 2 hours where he was pouring warm well vodka down my throat. And I was not feeling too hot the next day.
Did you get it out of AK-47 bottle?
No. We're gonna save that bottle. That's a special bottle. The gifts, by the way, Rockstar, that people brought were like that and a number of other things were just so fantastic. The Daniel, how you doing, man?
What's up, plebs? Rod, it was so amazing to meet you and Rockstar and everyone who showed up. It was just an incredible, incredible experience. And it started like the minute I got off the plane. I arrive in Nashville and I get a text from Terry and he's like, hey, I think I landed at the same time as you. So we met up, got an Uber over to the park. It was my first time there. And immediately we walked into the meetup and they pulled him right up on stage and, just got him to start chatting about what he's working on. And so, yeah, Nosterville started the moment we arrived and it just didn't end until we all left. It was just an incredible time. I had such an amazing experience meeting everyone. And I think you said, the real work that happens is all in the side conversations. It's all in the things that you do and say when you meet people. Terry and I actually collaborated on something. We just launched the new brand for the what was previously called Confster app that I know Odell had a lot of issues with the fact that we were using the Stir name for everything. So you can check that out. We're going to be launching that pretty soon at commingled.io. That's the new name. And so we're looking for ways to bring that out to a wider audience and really just focus on making Noster the layer three of Bitcoin, right, Rockstar?
That was absolutely. My next question. Layer 3.1, correct, Rockstar?
No, I guess I'll never hear the end of this on Bitcoin. Noster is Bitcoin's layer 3. But Daniel, what you're saying actually inspired me to say something to the audience, and that is, everyone should try to emulate what you're doing, especially like with Terry. What is now? It's not Confster, it's Commingle.
Commingle, yeah.
Yeah. And is there like a website for it?
It hasn't launched yet, but it's commingle.co, and you can follow the Noster account for updates. And we just like the name a lot because of what it's sort of really means at its core, which is about bringing people of different backgrounds, different experiences together and creating a larger, more unified whole. And it also has a nice meaning about mixing finances together. So kind of a clever name. And I actually finished the logo yesterday and we already launched the brand. So now we're looking at the next step, which is to build out the website. I'm sure I'll be contributing to that.
you know, I'm not a dev, I'm a designer. And what I do is, you know, think about brand, think about user experience, think about ways that apps can be improved. I offer a lot of support to Amethyst, what Vitor's working on. I'm working with LSAT and Will on improving Domus. We had a really amazing session at the park just about the friction on onboarding on Domus and how to make that easier, how to get people to sign up and not drop off after a few days. Everything from helping them get relays, helping them get their first sats in their wallet, helping them find people to follow. We came up with an idea that, that might be something like an ambassador program on Nostr, where you can actually find a friend and sponsor them to come on board and have a paid relay, have sats already ready to go with a wallet that's connected. There's a lot of issues with zapping on iOS because what the App Store did. So we've had workarounds for that. Zapple Pay, which is a really clever roundabout way to zap again, and I actually did the logo for that a few months back. It was actually amazing to see that logo right behind Rabble on the screen when he was presenting at Nostr Asia, which I had so much FOMO, but I'm so glad I got to experience Nostrville. And for those who know me on Nostr, I just had foot surgery like 6 weeks ago. I wasn't sure I was even going to make it to the conference. Like 2 days before, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not going to wear my boot. I'm just going to go with shoes. I came down with sandals. I was all footster on the first day. And by Friday, we were dancing down on the lower Broadway. And I just like didn't feel the pain at all. It was just amazing. Maybe the alcohol helped, but I was just like, felt like a transformed human. Like it was just a miraculous experience being there at you know, seeing all these people that I bonded with and forgot about all the sort of pain from my, you know, my fiat world and everything else that I left behind for a few days.
You're kind of bringing all this topics that at coalesce and what I want to say to everyone, and that is like, now it's a perfect time to start building your Nostr presence, in a sense that you need to see who are the new connections, new people you're going to get together with. And what is it that you're going to create together? Because for me, it's all about being at the right place at the right time, and then applying your skills as someone for whom that happened with BTC Pay Server, that happened with Strike, that happens with these Nostr conferences. I know like Nostr.world, that's a website you can visit. And in the next month or two, we're going to announce the next location that we're organizing a Nostr conference with Dorsey. Hopefully we get Edward Snowden as well. But it's such an exciting time to join Nostr, be part of Nostr. And I also see that everything will coalesce together. And that's where, like, by the time the next Bitcoin conference is in Nashville in July, like, everything will come together. And by that time, you all can, like, especially people listening, like, you can have your Nostr project that, you know, gets featured in July. Like, that would be amazing.
Yeah, I'm thinking of something with those, a shout out to Island and shout out to Say, S-A-I. They created those amazing dog tags, which I realize now I may have been overserved, but I believe you took off my 1 of 200 Rockstar. And then you gave me your...
That was mine.
That was yours that I was holding for you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure. I want to do something special for those people that, you know, we gave out those tags to, maybe during the conference week, where we can do a couple hours of Nostr stuff at the park. That would be pretty cool for that group of people. I got to think through it.
Right. I just wanted to add one thing to what Uncle Rockstar said, which is, you know, I started on Nostr right in the end of December last year. It was like December 16th. I'd been off Twitter mostly for over a month. I just locked down my account. I tried Mastodon. It felt like farting in a library. It just was nothing there for me. But I came to Nostr, and the apps weren't built out yet. Like, Domus was still in the pre-launch. You know, there weren't really any other places you could, you know, there was early versions of Coracle. There was one called Astral Ninja, which was really cool, but it didn't work very well. It was slow. All this development that's happened, thanks to everyone here. Pablo, you're a rock star. I just can't believe how fast you've been building new NIPs and new projects. And it's just the ecosystem that's being built it's so open. It's so welcoming to developers. Anyone can just get started. You can find your niche and do what you want. And so that was just, you know, for me, it was eye-opening. Once we had Zapping back in, it's only been, you know, not less than a year. We had that launch on Domus in February. And yesterday we hit 2 million Zaps across the entire network, which is just remarkable. When people say Lightning doesn't work, I'm like, what are you even talking about? So one thing I said, and I repeat this, is, you know, we're coming up on the end of 2023. We've got about, 6 weeks left. If you don't create an NPUB in 2023, it's like not buying Bitcoin when you first heard about it in 2013. So don't make that mistake.
Great. Yeah.
That's a great analogy. Yeah, 100%. Like, where's the 100 emoji? There it is. We got a few minutes left. Daniel, thank you so much for sharing. We mentioned the conference. Hey, Chris, when is the conference again? The Bitcoin conference?
July 25th through the 27th.
Where is it?
In Nashville, baby.
Let's fucking go. We need a LFG emoji on this thing. By the way, every month, this space is, or Chris is kind enough to remind me, hey, we're going to do the spaces tomorrow. It reminds me to download the X app again. So that's the only way you can do these spaces. Rockstar, do you want to share some closing thoughts and we can wrap?
I mean, on my end, I need to remember that analogy and use it in future. Yeah, like if you don't create an Noster account now, it's like you heard of Bitcoin and didn't buy it over 10 years ago. I would just encourage everyone to create a Noster account. I'm going to record a quick video demo. We'll post on my Twitter or X or whatever this network is now called. Maybe X Twitter. And you will see, like, it literally takes 2 minutes to open account. And then you can follow Matt, you can follow GG, or Lynn Alden, Preston. Like, a lot of people are now exclusively posting on Oster, Dorsey. So, yeah, I'm going to create that video and post for everyone.
Rock and roll. Well, thank you again. Thank you, Bitcoin Magazine, for hosting this. This is always a fun time to recap all of the great stuff that we did the previous week. Come visit us out in Bitcoin at Bitcoin Park. Every month I say this, I got to add the Bitcoin Park account to this so we can co-host it there. But I think our handle is Bitcoin Park _ on here. And then you can search, I think, primal.net/park if you want to follow the Park account and come visit us at Bitcoin Park. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Bitcoin Magazine. Thanks, Rockstar. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Rod. Always a pleasure doing these spaces. Just wishing everyone that space in the United States a happy Thanksgiving. Make sure to spend time with your family or loved ones. Thank you for spending the time with us today. And really appreciate it. And we'll see you guys in December. So looking forward to that one. Rod, what's December in
Nashville? That's good. Yeah. So December is, it was started as policy. And it's going to be policy. So, Haley Lennon is going to be in town. So we're going to have her up. And then Scott Harrison, who's the founder and CEO of Charity Water, reached out to me. He's actually in Nashville now. And he's been doing Bitcoin donations for Charity Water since 2013. And the freaking guy's like accumulated like almost 1,000 Bitcoin or something. Anyways, I'm like, hey, well, he was like, let's grab coffee and chat. And I was like, why don't you come to the meetup and let's chat and tell your story. And I want to know all about how you've accumulated this much Bitcoin and what you're doing with it and so on. So I think, I'm pretty sure Scott's going to be there as well. And he and I maybe do 15-30 minute like fireside chat on that with Q&A. And CK doesn't know this yet, but I'm going to invite CK up because I want to hear more about the No CBDC or CBDC tracker that the Human Rights Foundation just unveiled in DC. I need to get myself up to speed on that, and I want him to share that as well. So a lot going on in December, so hopefully y'all come out and visit us.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. We'll catch you next month. Have a good one, everyone. Peace.
Thank you, Miami, for the last 3 years in this amazing city. The whole world shut down, but Miami welcomed us with open arms. We want to show Bitcoin to the whole world. We are taking the conference on the road to set the stage for Bitcoin in a new city. Nashville. Bitcoin 2024 is coming to Nashville in Tennessee, a city that is known as a music and freedom city. Bitcoin 2024 in Nashville from July 25th to 27th.